Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The Python for Microcontrollers newsletter stands out as a vital source for anyone passionate about running Python microcontrollers and single board computers, including the beloved Raspberry Pi. Each week it brings together an international community, hungry to stay abreast of CircuitPython, MicroPython, and the broader Python landscape, ensuring enthusiasts and developers alike are never out of the loop on fresh releases and trends. What truly sets this newsletter apart is its focus not just on software updates, but also on the unique stories that arise at the intersection of hardware, open source, and community innovation. Let's jump into some highlights from the latest edition, starting with Incas 7.0 LTS, a milestone celebrated by the open source world. Incas 7.0 LTS arrives with a promise of long-term support, introducing a low-level backup API and core S3 operations that are pivotal for reliability and data management. With bug fixes and usability enhancements guaranteed for 2 years, followed by a security maintenance phase, users can lean on this version for both stability and peace of mind. It's a testament to genuine collaboration too, given the work of 204 contributors, a clear indicator that grassroots contributions remain the powerhouse behind enduring open-source projects. For developers eager to build robust systems, Incas 7.0 LTS is undeniably a release worth exploring. Staying in that vein of community-driven innovation, there's exciting news from Intel, whose open-source Vulkan driver ANV now boasts support for device-generated commands, or DGC. With device-generated commands, GPUs can directly create and manage workloads, unlocking new levels of efficiency, especially in graphics-intensive fields like gaming. This means smoother gameplay, smarter resource allocation, and a rush of new possibilities for both developers and users. When we talk about advancements that make a tangible difference in how we experience and create digital content, updates like these remind us of the ongoing commitment hardware vendors have to open source drivers. Next up, a dive into MariaDB and some notable innovations around data handling. A new money data type headlines their recent batch of enhancements, catering to users who've long wished for direct support handling financial values, as well as solutions to custom indexing headaches. In a world increasingly defined by smart data, MariaDB's steady evolution is a win for anyone hungry for tailor-made storage. By continuously refining their innards and welcoming new data types, MariaDB ensures people's diverse requirements can be met without messy workarounds. It's this type of user-led progress, listening to feedback, implementing features that matter on the ground, that keeps open-source ecosystems vibrant and competitive in the database sphere. Another standout announcement comes with the launch of the Vulkan SCSDK, specifically engineered for use in safety-critical scenarios. When you're developing for highly regulated industries like aerospace or automotive, having a graphics and compute SDK that meets strict safety requirements is an absolute game-changer. By making these tools open-source, developers across the globe can contribute to, audit, and improve the robustness of the technology powering some of our most essential systems. It's a move that accelerates safety innovation and, crucially, levels the playing field by reducing access barriers for smaller players with big ideas. Shifting gears to the open web, there's been notable progress with the WAICT initiative, an effort laser-focused on shoring up JavaScript's trust models. For platforms handling sensitive data, ensuring code integrity and client-side transparency is now mission-critical. WAICT proposes public logging and independent code audits, measures designed to defend against malicious server compromise and offer a new baseline for trust in web applications. Early prototypes are live for experimentation in Firefox Nightly, with continued work to refine its specifications, a process open to community scrutiny and input from developers everywhere. As digital privacy and security concerns grow, projects fostering accountability and integrity in client-side code will become increasingly central to web development. While tech advancements make headlines, the role of industry leaders in backing community infrastructure is not to be overlooked. Recent news sees both Dell and Lenovo increasing their sponsorship of the Linux Vendor Firmware Service, or LVFS. LVFS is a backbone for reliable firmware management across Linux machines, giving users and system administrators a trusted pipeline for critical updates. When tech giants invest in public goods like LVFS, it signals a healthy alignment of corporate vision with wider open-source sustainability. This influx of support ensures that official firmware remains available, updated, and secure. Good news for every Linux user, from hobbyists to big enterprise deployments. Bringing the conversation back to broader global trends, climate change once again earns its place in the technical agenda this week. Atmospheric carbon dioxide levels have surged, sparking concern among scientists monitoring the planet's health in real time, especially given a marked increase in emissions since 2020. Much of this UPTICK comes from the expanding electricity demands of AI data centers, which are counterbalancing positive developments in renewable energy use. Despite these setbacks, there is progress. Solar, wind, and other renewables are accounting for more baseline consumption than ever before, and major regions are accelerating their transitions. The interplay of digital technology and environmental impact means our choices as a community matter, from CPU cycles to data center cooling. Highlighting security, the newsletter provides a comprehensive itinerary this week, cataloging patch releases and advisories across major Linux distributions. In a rapidly evolving threat landscape, it's a timely reminder that vigilance is a shared responsibility. Even as groundbreaking features and software packages hit the shelves, regular maintenance remains vital for everyone's safety. One particularly striking story comes from Italy, where student ingenuity is making a mark in diagnostic hardware development. At ITTSE Divini, students have harnessed the power of the Arduino Nano to build a working hydrogen breath test device for diagnosing lactose intolerance. This project goes beyond the classroom, showcasing how microcontrollers and open hardware can spark real-world medical applications and encourage learners to tackle contemporary health challenges creatively. It's a resounding endorsement for the role educational projects play in demystifying tech for the next generation. Security concerns are far from purely theoretical, and the newsletter reports on a new logic flaw dubbed copy fail in the Linux kernel. This vulnerability enables privilege escalation through just a few lines of Python, an elegant but dangerous exploit that has already prompted major distributions to push out emergency patches. Yet even with these safeguards, shared or unpatched environments remain at risk, an urgent reminder to stay vigilant, particularly when code vulnerabilities can be exploited with such simplicity and speed. Developments like these reinforce how essential it is for all of us to maintain up-to-date systems and keep abreast of security advisories from trusted sources. On the organizational ethics front, fundamental questions are rising as technology companies confront their wider responsibilities. Google DeepMind in London is seeing staff vote to unionize, seeking formal representation under the Communication Workers Union and Unite the Union. This action follows news of DeepMind's participation in military contracts, raising calls for ethical accountability in the development and deployment of advanced AI technologies. By standing together, DeepMind staff are pushing for a transparent, principled approach to product usage, an inspiring example of grassroots advocacy in today's tech industry. Unionization is more than a workplace issue. It highlights the need for clear dialogue on how powerful tools are developed, governed, and put to use for the greater good. Wrapping up, the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter continues to prove its worth by not only reporting on technological advances, but also fostering a culture of collaboration. By encouraging its worldwide readership to contribute projects, exchange ideas, and celebrate milestones, the newsletter cements Python's role as a unifying force in the hardware and programming space. The continued growth of the Python ecosystem, spanning education, research, professional development, and DIY tinkering, is a real testament to what can be achieved when a community shares openly. If you're looking to stay informed and engaged with these ongoing breakthroughs, the Python for Microcontrollers newsletter is a must-read resource for the weeks ahead. That's all from this week's edition. Whether you're coding, soldering, or just curious, keep the spirit of discovery alive and stay tuned for more. Thanks for listening.